I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. Would you like to learn how you can generate more leads without struggling to deliver your services to the clients you already have? What if you were taught how to step out of your comfort zone to leverage tools like podcasts, social media, and video in order to constantly bring in leads, sales, and keep your pipeline full? And what if you knew how to hire the right talent that'll help you scale your business and create greater value without being so hands-on? Join our free Smashing the Plateau community, where listeners and guests of Smashing the Plateau connect, collaborate, and learn how to smash the plateau in business, work, and in life. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Dove Gordon. Dove helps consultants and coaches get ideal clients consistently. There are millions and millions of consultants and coaches who are really good at what they do, but they're not charismatic guru types. And frankly, they never want to be. They love their work, and all they want is a consistent flow of great clients, clients who value their expertise and who value who they are as people, and pay them well for it. Dove and his small team take a tactic-agnostic approach. They help you build a strong strategic foundation and apply it to build a simple client-getting system that is best for you. Dove, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you on. So, you know, as background, I was checking out your website and your different profiles. I noticed on your LinkedIn profile, you list your education as the School of Hard Knocks. What's that all about?
Yeah, so what's that all about? I don't have a college education, so I've got some studying after high school, but it's not, you know, I didn't go for a degree. When I was about 21, got married, I decided I was going to become a business coach consultant, and I enrolled in some courses, which helped me get started. But what followed was a long education in the School of Hard Knocks, which continues through today. With every now and then, there's a bit of a summer vacation, right, or between semesters. But that's what I mean, because I don't have didn't take the traditional route.
Well, you know, it strikes me that you're an entrepreneur, and what I've learned through this show, doing over 300 interviews with entrepreneurs, is there is no traditional route. And in fact, many of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world did really poorly in school or dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether there's any particular correlation, but this is just my own anecdotal observation. And I'm sure that through the School of Hard Knocks, you have learned some valuable lessons.
And endlessly valuable lessons. And I'll say this, I mean, over the years, I've spent lots of money. I calculated recently, we're probably looking at, it was somewhere between $80,000 and $90,000 on coaching, mentoring with the people who taught me a lot. You know, and I guess, you know, someone said to me, you can think of that as your college education. Okay, fine. Although my college education then is not finished. Because, I laid out 10 grand just a month ago to work with somebody on something. So we're still continuing to learn and grow all the time. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg, whether it's that I chose not to do that. And that's kind of given me more of an independent way of thinking, perhaps. Or maybe I had the independent way of thinking, and that's why I chose not to do that. But I definitely think that I've learned a kind of a practical way of approaching things. Always looking for the simplest, shortest path, and that's not easy. That's not easy. I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in the details, and I get overwhelmed sometimes. I get lost in the details. I'm really human, like everybody else. I've just mastered certain skills that make me really good at certain things and able to help other people with those skills. And other than that, like everybody else out there, showing up every day, picking myself up, taking a few more steps, getting, you know, punched in the gut from time to time, recovering, keep moving.
Right. And, you know, I think your journey is not atypical at all. And in fact, given the specialty that you've developed with the kind of education that you've had and the kind of learning experience that you've had, you have probably developed some really fine skills that many other people that would like to be doing what you're doing just don't have.
I'd like to think that was true. Otherwise, I wouldn't have much work to do.
Correct. So let's talk a little bit about your specialty. And I mentioned it in the introduction that there are millions and millions of consultants and coaches who are really good at what they do, but they're not charismatic guru types. And I know from my own experience, partly through this show and through my work, that there are lots of people out there, especially now that it's so easy to sell online programs, there are lots of people out there that one might consider the guru types, who seem to have really robust businesses selling these programs. Mm-hmm. And yet there are so many people in their audience that struggle.
Well, you bring up a really important point. It's not so easy to sell online programs. However, here's the problem that so many people struggle with. What I've discovered is that there are really two paths to succeed and thrive and do really well as an expertise-based business. Meaning, if you want to do really well making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year as a consultant, coach, or expert, there are really two paths that you can go on.
And you're talking about it as a single-person business primarily, right?
You know, as an independent person, or maybe with a small team. You know, I mean, it's true for the small team as well, not just one person. But you can take the path of the charismatic guru, as I call it, or you can take the path of mastery. And here's the thing: what you're describing, that's the path of the charismatic guru. That's what's so visible to everybody all over the internet. And these are the people who, they're on there. They're doing a lot. Giving things away, a lot of it is very good and valuable. And essentially what they're selling is, hey, look, it worked for me. Do what I did. Follow my blueprint. Do these steps like I did, and you too can have what I have. There are a number of problems with that that I've come to understand. First of all, is that a lot of people end up going down the path of the charismatic guru. They don't quite realize that there are two paths, so they just kind of follow doing what makes sense. And they're doing what everybody tells them to do. And then and they get stuck at some point. And the reason is because there's a really important, valuable ingredient that the charismatic guru cannot communicate, that cannot transfer in their $2,000 course. And that is their very strong personality. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't mean that they're doing anything wrong, that they're misleading anybody, because there are many people for whom that's exactly what they need. You know, that's a great fit for them. However, I think that there are tens of millions of people for whom that's not the right fit. And therefore, you know, these are people who they're not looking to be, you know, celebrities. They're looking to work with great clients consistently. They want to be able to wake up in the morning and know that I've got this plan. I work the plan. I work the system, and it brings me leads, and some of them become clients. And these are clients who appreciate the expertise that I'm bringing, appreciate my my honesty, my sincerity, my desire to help. And you know, they're not looking to be like out there the most visible. You know, a lot of them are perhaps introverted. Maybe they can give a great speech, and they'd be happy to give a great speech. I'm not talking about that part. I'm talking about kind of becoming. Creating that charismatic guru image that I think we all understand. And one of the things I've noticed from my own journey over the years is realizing that is, like, you have to recognize if that's not you, then you're on the wrong path. And no matter how well you follow the steps that they often lay out, you're missing something fundamental, and you're likely to hit a wall repeatedly and kind of not really and go in circles. Does that to kind of what you're looking for?
Yeah. So for those that are interested in the mastery path, are there some basic steps that they can follow?
Yeah. So I think that first of all, you need to become comfortable with the fact that, you know, maybe you're not meant to be, you know, become comfortable with who you are, being, you know, who you are. And then that's the first step with thriving and doing really well, is recognizing that those who are on, you know, you have to become comfortable with your dreams, with your goals. I'm not looking personally to build a, you know, a multi seven figure business. I'm not looking to scale large. I want to build a boutique coaching company, which is what I've built. And obviously I'm looking to always grow it. But I'm not looking to do, I've got friends who have multi seven figure businesses, many more employees, it's something that they do. It's something that they want, even eight figure businesses. I don't want that. It's just not, I don't feel drawn to it. And I had to get to a place where I was really comfortable with that. So I think that's really the first place, is you have to really get comfortable with getting clear. What do I want? Because it's so easy to fall into the trap of going after what everyone really says you should want, either explicitly or just implicitly. And that really is a trap that a lot of people fall into. Do you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to be comfortable with who you are.
So that's the first thing, is realize that your dream, you know, you're not chasing their dream. You've got to go after your dream. So you got to know what you really want. So when you know what you want, more or less, I mean, you know, like I laid out what I want, then you have to realize, okay, so how do I get in front of my ideal clients? These are the kind of questions that consultants, coaches, experts, professional service firm owners struggle with. How do I get in front of my ideal clients? How do I get them to want to work with me? How do I get them to see that I'm different? How do I build credibility? All these kinds of things. And then they look around and they've got advice from everywhere. This one says do Facebook ads. This one says go do networking. This one says search engine optimization. It's endless, especially because of modern technology. So many options, right? Podcasting, right? This is a good one. So there's, for any tactic, there's a line of experts around the block. Everyone is telling you, do this tactic. That's what everyone has to do. So the first thing you need to recognize is that there is no one right way to succeed. There are millions of ways to succeed. And the key is you got to find something that is a good fit for where you want to get to and for your strengths. So that's number one. You got to be able to separate the good advice from those who are just saying what they know how to say. So as you said in the introduction, kind of my approach is tactic agnostic. We believe that every tactic can work and every tactic can fail. Right? So it depends. It really depends on what you put into it, like a balloon. It's not the redness of the balloon that makes it fly, or the blueness of the balloon that makes it fall. It's that the red balloon had helium and the blue balloon had hot air. Same thing with any marketing tactic. So what is it that you need to understand? I'll just kind of give here's how we think about it. Most of what we're taught is that, oh, you need to build a marketing and selling funnel, or marketing funnel, or sales funnel, or whatever terminology people like to use. Okay, what's a marketing funnel? You know, we'll ask. And the answer is, well, here's what most people tell me. It's marketing funnel. The purpose of the marketing funnel is to help you fill your pipeline, is to help you get leads, is to help you close deals. And all that's true. The problem with that is that's an oversimplified answer. And the proof is that you can hear that and not know what to do next. I want to suggest that the purpose of your marketing funnel is to answer the number one question on your prospect's mind at just the right time. And I'll have to explain that, because this isn't oversimplified. This is simplicity on the far side of complexity, all right? To paraphrase Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., all right? And that's true simplicity. Simplicity on the far side of complexity. So here's how, you know, if people get one thing from this conversation that we're having, they should really understand this. The purpose of everything you're doing in marketing is to lead your ideal clients to answer yes, yes, yes. Three questions in order. What are the three questions? I suppose you want to know, so I'll just tell you, right, David? Question
Absolutely.
Number one. So the first question people have when they come across your marketing message, it doesn't matter what tactic it is. It doesn't matter if you're doing a speech at a conference and they come across you that way, or a webinar you're doing, or a podcast. The first question they ask themselves is, should I pay attention to David? Is what he's talking about interesting? And therefore, you've got to do a couple of things that cause your ideal client to conclude, oh, yes, yes, that is very interesting. Because as soon as they come to that, as soon as their brain goes, yeah, that is interesting, instantly they have a second question, which is this: okay, you got me interested, but can I trust you? Are you for real? Right? So then you have to put in place a couple of things that lead your ideal clients to conclude, yes, I can trust you. Yes, you're for real. Excuse me. And then if as soon as their brain goes, oh yeah, I see David actually knows his stuff. I see I can trust him. He seems interested in actually helping, not just selling me something. Instantly, then their brain has a third question, final question, is what you recommend right for me? Is what you recommend right for me? And if they that usually gets to the sales part of this, either a sales conversation or a sales webinar or a sales page or a sales letter, whatever it is, if their brain concludes, yes, what you recommend is right for me, congratulations, you've got a new customer or a new client. So what we say is the purpose of your marketing and selling system is to help your ideal client answer yes to the number one question on their mind at just the right time. And now we know exactly what we need to do, because we can look and we can ask, okay, where are you getting stuck? Are you getting stuck that no one even knows you exist, that you talk about what you do and people, you know, kind of, let's say you post something on Facebook or you run Facebook ads and nobody clicks, right? Or you run a topic, you're going to give a speech at a conference and nobody, you know, your room is empty. So these are indications that you're missing, you don't have what we call marketing helium. Right? People are not, their brain, they come across your ad or your speech and their brain goes, should I pay attention? Is it interesting? And their brain goes, no. And they move on. So you know that you need to fix something in that first area. Now, let's say people are paying attention. They click on your ad or they come into your session and then nothing. There's no follow through. They never take another step. And that's because they didn't get a sense that you really know your stuff or that you can really help them in a way, like they think there was some kind of no answer to the trust question and or to the third question of is what you recommend right for me? Kind of depends on you know, what the nature of it is. So you got to put things in place both to help them answer yes to trust and or sale. But I'll be more specific on the third question. If you're having sales conversations, strategy sessions or whatever you want to call them, free consultations with potential clients, and it rather regularly leads to, oh, I've got to think it over, or no, I think I'll just do this myself, or whatever, you know, all those disappointing responses that we're all familiar with. Well, then maybe you need to do some work on fixing your sales conversation or your offer. So that has to do with the third question is what you recommend right for me. So what you see right away is that if you think about your marketing funnel as, oh, the purpose of my marketing funnel is to get leads, it's to fill my pipeline, it's to, you know, that type of thing, it's a shallow understanding of what you're trying to do, and it doesn't help you know what to do next. But when you think about it in terms of my purpose is to help, the purpose of my marketing, my funnel, my system is to help my ideal clients answer yes, yes, yes. Now you at least know where to focus. And I mean, I feel like I've been talking a lot, so feel free to jump in and interrupt me. But there are, you know, each question, we have two steps that you need to take to help them answer yes. Am I being clear so far?
So far, so good. Keep going.
All right. So the question number one, the first question they ask when they come across your marketing and selling system is, should I pay attention? Is it interesting? Well, there are two steps that we help you take, or you need to take, in order to be able to help to lead them to answer yes, that is interesting. And the first thing you need to realize is that there are a lot of things that will get attention. There's a difference between attention and interest. There are a lot of things that will get attention, but there are only two things that anybody's interested in. So, you know, a loud noise will get your attention until you see that there's really nothing to worry about. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. If you discover the loud noise is, your kid banging on the door or screaming or it suddenly fell down and got hurt, then it gets not just your attention, but your interest. Your interest means you change your plans and you head in that direction. Okay. If someone tells you a funny joke, it gets your attention and then you go back to what you're doing, back to work, because you're not going to suddenly change your whole plans after you laugh at the joke. Okay. That's the difference. As consultants, coaches, experts, we need to get not just the attention, but also the interest. And this is a mistake that a lot of people make, is they think that they're out there making noise online, and, you know, like LinkedIn groups are full of hot air and noise. But their ideal clients poke their heads in and they look around and they ask themselves, should I pay attention? Is it interesting? No, just a lot of hot air here. And then they move on. And it's the same thing if your Facebook ad is not getting the clicks, if your conference talk, as I've been using these examples, but it really could be anything. I know people aren't staying there. It's because maybe you're getting some attention, but not interest. So there are only two things that get interest. What are they? This is a light bulb moment it's been a light bulb moment for tens of thousands of people I've shared this with. There are only two things that your ideal clients are interested in, and that is if you talk about a problem they have and don't want, and or if you talk about a result they want and don't have. And that's it. So you can see why so many people make the mistake of talking about their methodology, talking about their experience, talking about their credentials. Nobody cares. I mean, they really don't care. Certainly not at the beginning. There might be a place later on, okay? But you have to recognize that that's not how you get the attention and interest of your ideal client. The only things that get their attention and interest is if you talk about a problem they have and don't want and or a result they want and don't have. So piece number one, and we call that the marketing helium, because if you infuse your marketing tactic with deep insight into your ideal client, into a problem they have and don't want, result they want and don't have, that will make your tactic soar. If you don't have that, then it's a lot of hot air and it will fall. So that's piece number one. Any questions?
Nope. Sounds good.
All right.
What's next?
Okay. All right. So I will just say a couple of examples, because this is really something that, as simple as it sounds, again, most people get stuck on the oversimplified side of this. There's oversimplified, and then there's in the middle, there's overcomplicated, and then on the far side, there's simplicity, on the far side of complexity. Most people get lost in either oversimplified or the overcomplicated, the complexity. And over here, what happens often is they'll say, well, however they'll describe what they do, I'm a leadership consultant, I'm a management consultant, or we help you get better performance from your people. That's not quite really what's really going to work, okay? Because one of the biggest things that we need to figure out is how do we get the attention and interest of the ideal client? One of the questions that experts, consultants, coaches ask is how do I stand out? Well, let me give you a couple of examples of what I mean when I talk about a problem they have and the want result they want don't have. And, you know, here are a couple of examples. Let me think. Let's see. I had a client many years ago, a number of years ago, just an example I've used, so it's fresh on my mind, as opposed to the one probably that I did today with a client, which has left my mind, right? So this was a client. She'd been the head of marketing for a $1 billion construction firm, and she left the construction firm to start her own consulting business. She wanted to be a leadership consultant, management consultant. And a year or so later, she'd struggled. She found herself in a position where she was doing social media posting and building websites for clients. That was not what she wanted. Remember, she had a 50-person marketing department she was leading, and that's what she wanted to be doing was consulting on leadership, not building websites. So there's nothing wrong with building websites, but that was not what she wanted. So she ended up coming to work with us in our Plenty of Clients 100-day sprint, and I asked her. I said, make a list of what are the problems that you help solve, the results you enable. And I looked at her list and I picked out one. I said, that's it. You can build a business on that. And what she had written down was something to the effect of, I help companies solve the problems they have with that employee who's too valuable to fire. And I said, that's it. And here's what happened. So then piece number one is that deep insight into a problem result. And then piece number two is craft that into a simple, compelling message, which is really an expansion of the deep insight. So imagine my client where she's talking to a potential client, the client and this prospect says, well, you know, what do you do? Let's say she's at an event of some kind and there's my client and some other leadership consultant. Well, what do you do? First leadership consultant says, I'm a leadership consultant. We do organizational development work. We help, you know, leaders be better leaders or whatever they say. And this, let's say CEO of a $500 million a year business who definitely needs some leadership consulting in his organization. He hears that and nods and thinks, yeah, all right, wonderful. You guys are a dime a dozen. Turns to my client, what do you do? And she says, I help companies solve the problems they have from that employee who's too valuable to fire. Say what? I mean, you could see how
it's very specific. It's very specific. Oh, yeah. And it's described in a way that a prospect would describe it.
Exactly. And this is something that people are afraid to do. They're afraid to get that specific because they think, well, I mean, what if I'm talking to people who don't have that problem, don't have that result? Well, look, this is where we get to the, you know, simplicity and the far side of complexity. I would simply say for now, well, that is a risk you take. But the reality is that when you have that level of specificity in your message, you are instantly communicating your credibility. You are instantly standing out. You're instantly creating the effect where people realize, well, I don't have exactly that problem, but I have this other problem. Can you help with that? And it was some other problem that you can help solve, another result you can enable. But because you didn't try to cover everything with one statement, suddenly you're in a conversation with your ideal clients. Make sense?
Makes total sense.
So that's, yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I was just going to say that's kind of question number one. We got those two pieces, the marketing helium, which is really getting very clear about a problem you help solve, a result you enable, and then crafting that into a simple, compelling message. And you're going to use that in your marketing, whether it's the title of your speech, whether it's something that shows up in your Facebook ad or whatever. I'm just using those two as examples. And that way your ideal client comes across it and their brain goes, should I pay attention? Is it interesting? There goes, yes, that is interesting. I've never heard it quite framed that way. And they walk into your session.
And I totally relate to
it. Click on your
ad. They're saying as well.
Exactly. Yep. Absolutely. So now once they do that, now their brain goes, I have a new question, right? I have a second question, which is, okay, you got me interested, but can I trust you? Are you for real? Can I trust you? Are you for real? And over here too, we have two pieces we want to help you build out to help you help you lead them to conclude, of course, accurately, I'm sure. Yes, I can trust you. Yes, you're for real. Yes, you have my best interest at heart. And the two steps are this, piece number three and piece number four. Piece number three is the hand-raising free offer. So there's a common term, like the lead magnet. We call it the hand-raising free offer. And we feel there's a right and a wrong way to go about it. And the idea here is that you're presenting your ideas in a way that accomplishes three things. Number one, the lead magnet, the Hartford, has to accomplish three things. Number one, it has to get your ideal clients has to get their attention and interest. So that means it's built on pieces one and two. The next objective, next goal it has to achieve is it has to help them begin to solve their problem, begin to get the result, because that helps them answer, yeah, I can trust you. You know your stuff. You've already helped me see my situation more clearly. And piece number three, it has to lead a certain percentage of them to feel, wow, to fully solve my problem, to fully get the result I want, I should reach out to you and find out about how to work with you in one way or another. So it has to accomplish those three things. And you don't accomplish that just by throwing together everything you know, just by throwing together a tip sheet. So there's a lot of right ways to do this, but you have to, no matter how you're going to do it, don't fall into the trap of anybody who tells you this is the only way to do it. That's always nonsense. You have to understand what it has to achieve. What are the objectives of what you're doing? And when it's achieving that, then your ideal client, when you're giving them a chance to get your lead magnet, your hand-raising free offer, HARFO, they're going to raise their hand. They're going to click on your ad. They're going to sign up for your webinar. They're going to enter your session. And piece number four is what we call your get noticed sequence. Your get noticed sequence is a simple, repeatable process for getting your in front of your ideal clients, give them the chance to request your hand-raising free offer, your HARFO, your lead magnet. And by requesting it, they are demonstrating, hey, I might be a good client. By walking into your session, by clicking on your ad, they are suddenly separating themselves from the millions of people around them and saying on one level, hey, you got me interested. I might be a potential client. And then as they go through your hand-raising free offer, a percentage of them, some of them, you know, maybe 1%, maybe 10%, maybe 50%. Of course, you know, everybody's situation will be different. Every tactic will be different. And then some of them are then going to say, wow, I see I can trust you. The next question, final question, is what you recommend right for me? And then there are two final pieces. The fifth piece is what we call your elegant sales conversation. We teach how to elegantly lead your next sales conversation, because sales is not getting somebody to buy. Sales is not anything slimy. Sales is leadership. And that's really all it is. Sales is leadership. Now, there's a process for it, because you've got to enter their minds. And there's a whole other set of questions that you know, their ideal, you know, anybody's asking themselves while they're in a sales conversation, and you need to be able to navigate that. The big mistake people make with sales conversations or strategy sessions or whatever you want to call it is they're winging it. And then they're not quite sure how to lead people. They're always, I used to make this mistake, so I can recognize it in others easily. You know, you're thinking, well, how am I going to get him now to this close? How am I going to get him to admit that he's got this problem so that, oh, that's why he needs me? And none of that really works unless you're lucky. And we're not talking about luck. We're talking about design, skill, process, system. And then the final part of that is that once they feel, wow, you really do understand me personally. You understand my situation. What do you recommend? The last piece is the easy yes offer. And that is you've got to package your expertise in a way that makes it easier for them to say yes than to say no. Makes it easier for them to say yes than to say no. So those are the six pieces. And of course, there are plenty of details along the way. But here's the thing. I was just talking to somebody a little while ago, and he's telling me he's got lots of courses he's going through, and he's a psychiatrist. And he's looking to kind of phase out of the work he's doing in psychiatry, where he's got a couple of very good jobs, and move into more coaching because he's in his 50s and wants to do his own thing, more freedom, more flexibility, doing a certain kind of work that he really enjoys. And by the way, I'd say just like that consultant, you know, we tend to do a lot of work with corporate refugees and wannabe corporate refugees looking to replace and exceed their corporate salaries as independent consultants, coaches, and experts. So, I mean, he was in a situation like so many are. He's going through Jeff Walker's course on launches, and I forgot like two other courses he mentioned, you know, on blogging and this and that. He's writing a book. Never had he ever heard what I just walked through, and he never understood that. The problem with all that, and all that is great. Everything has its place, but most of that is tactical. Most of it is a collection of good ideas. Do this, do that, do that, do that. We don't need more good ideas. It's not what we're missing, those of us who need the path of mastery. If you're on the path of the charismatic guru, maybe, even there, it becomes too much at some point. But the path of mastery is about understanding, what am I trying to achieve? Okay, I need to help them answer yes to these three questions. Okay, what's the shortest possible path for each of these? And now how can I do it in a kind of the minimum viable way? Now how do I layer on another layer of sophistication? How do I ramp it up? How do I get it? Where's the bottleneck that I can break through the bottleneck, and then the flow through of my entire lead generation and sales process starts to explode? And that's it. That's the path of mastery. It's understanding what you're really trying to accomplish, not just mindlessly implementing. And when I say mindlessly, it's not like any of us think we're doing anything mindlessly. We don't even realize. Like this wonderful, he's a great guy, smart guy. And I said, look, if in psychiatry, I have to assume there's a framework that you're working with as well as a psychiatrist. You don't just sit down with the patient and then just kind of see what happens. He said, no, of course not. I said, why is it that when it comes to marketing our expertise, so many of us think that, well, let's just, what do I need to do? Okay, I need to do that. Oh, I'm going to do ABC. And of course it doesn't work. Sometimes we get lucky, but it doesn't really work. And that's why so many people hit the wall, and they're like that Roomba vacuum cleaner. You hit the wall, you bounce off, you go another direction. I must not know enough, they think, but it's not true. You don't need another course necessarily, more information, another webinar and so on. You probably, you know, most people, if they're listening to this podcast, they've already taken certain courses and so on. What they need is not about, it's not more information. They need a deeper understanding of what they already have, because they face what I call the three doubts. The three doubts are, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing it right? And will this ever work for me? And you're not going to get that with more information. You need somebody to help you, to guide you along. Just like anything else, like, you know, if you're learning piano, you're not going to get it by, you know, with very few exceptions, you're not going to become a master pianist with a book. You need a teacher. Same thing with heart surgery. And it's the same thing with marketing and selling your expertise. And unfortunately, a lot of really smart, capable people are afraid to recognize that they need help. So, and, I feel like and, I gave and, a speech.
Yeah, and but Dove, it all goes back to what you started out talking about, which is you have to understand yourself and be comfortable with that.
Yes. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to know that if you have this inner knowing, and I'll kind of maybe pause at this, maybe wrap it up, but you take it wherever you want. But we have to know, we all have. Anybody listening to this, I imagine, has this dream. And I'm not talking about a fantasy of lying on the beach, working 4 hours a week, making $1 million a month. I mean, that's fantasy. I'm talking about, I think most of you have a dream. And the dream is, I should be able to, you know, be working with these great clients consistently. Yeah, of course there'll be problems. Of course I'm going to have to grow personally. Of course I'm going to have to figure things out. But, and I'm ready to work hard. I just want to know that I'm working on the few things that actually add up. I'm tired of working so hard on all these things that I feel like I'm spinning in circles. That's what happens when there's so much information out there and no real mentoring, no real coaching. Coaching is not putting 100 people on a series of webinars and saying, if you have a question, type it in the chat box. That's not coaching.
No, not at all. No, it's very individualistic.
Absolutely. And coaching is about building skills. It's about someone looking at your golf swing, your tennis swing, and helping you improve. Now, if there's maybe a small group around, everybody gets their own individual feedback and learns from each other, that's real coaching. But coaching is not the same as, you know, watch all these videos and do the exercises. That's nice, but it's rare that it actually helps people understand what they need to understand and change and learn and grow the way they need to learn and grow to get a different result.
So with all this being said, Dov, I'd love to ask you how you, if you could boil it down to one or two or three paragraphs about how you have applied these principles for your own business and achieved the kind of results that you've achieved. I'd love to hear your answer to that question. And I'm going to ask you to think about it and hold the answer, because we're going to post the answer as our bonus question inside our Facebook group.
Okay.
And with that in mind, let's now talk about whom you know who has done a remarkable job of smashing the plateau.
Well, who do I know who's done a remarkable job? I mean, I'm thinking of a particular client. I'm thinking of probably several clients who, you know, there's success is, I think, you know, you talked at the beginning that you've met, you know, interviewed 300 people. I think you said that's kind of amazing.
This is episode 347.
Wow. So,
oh, I'm sorry. 348. Who's counting?
Okay. Not me. I mean, and I think you said that you, you know, there are lots of different people kind of forge their own path. Success is not, it's not all this, like, it's not, you know, Las Vegas and so it's grunt work. There's a lot of getting out there and
it's
doing
hard
it.
Work. It's definitely hard work. Yeah. What I always say about breakthroughs is a breakthrough is when other people notice all of the hard work and the thousands of steps that it's taken to achieve what they've noticed.
Okay. All right. So yeah. And I think what I see in common is a willingness to, once we help them develop a simple plan or process that actually works for them, is then working the plan. Because, you know, there are, you know, obviously, you know, we wish not, but every once in a while we'll have a client who just doesn't do the work, right? I think everybody has some of those, or they get scared. And they won't do the work and they run off and join another program, take another course before they've done what they're supposed to do you. And those are not people who are going to get anywhere, because they're not coming to one person, one master, and saying, I also want to be a master. Help me. I'm going to do whatever you say until I reach your level of competence. And then I'll look for, you know, my next master. And I'd say that's really, that's what people need to become, and it's commit to mastery. We're all wired to look for shortcuts, but there's a big difference between a shortcut, which is trying to avoid the pain, and using tools. And I saw this is M. Scott Peck in the Road Less Traveled gives this analogy, and it was a light bulb moment for me. Right, that a shortcut is where we're looking to avoid the work we have to do on ourselves. We're looking to avoid the pain, and that never works. We always end up having to repeat the same class. We've all been there in life where, unless you're in your early 20s, you know that you're going to have to grow or you're going to keep repeating the same class. But using a tool is not a shortcut. That's a legitimate shortcut. Learning skills, like using a hammer or nail, sure beats trying to use the back of your shoe, right? Those are legitimate tools. And those are shortcuts that we want to take. Mastery is a shortcut, because you're learning what I think of as the critical 10% of skills and tools that give you 90% of what you want. Um, and And we got to stop looking all over for the magic answer and realize that the magic is in us when we do what's in front of us, when we do the right thing, work hard on the few things that really matter. How's that?
Sounds great. Dov, what's coming up in the near future for you? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, we're putting together some new training focused on helping six-figure executives go from six-figure executive to six-figure consultant and coach in particular. That's kind of really helping them learn how to replace and exceed their corporate salary, because the skills that help you thrive in the corporate world are not the same skills that you need to thrive as an independent consultant, coach, and expert. And again, we've seen that people who do it right, they do well. People who avoid getting help, you know, they're the ones I talk to 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, and they've blown through their savings, and it's a tragedy because now they're stuck and they're completely terrified. Anyway, you know, so we want to really try to help people a little earlier on because we could. And also just mention, if I can, like we have a number of years ago, I wrote what we call the manual, and I sold it for $97 for 5 years. We sold it. So this was not written to give away. This was written to sell. And it's a manual called How to Systematically and Consistently Attract First-Rate Clients. And if it's okay with you, I can mention where people can get it for free.
Absolutely.
So that's at dovegordon.net/manual-free. That's D as in David, O, V as in Victor, Dove Gordon, GORDON.net, N-E-T, /manual-free. And I'll say this, because the obvious question is, why are we giving away for free? And the answer is, look, we know we'd sell it. And we noticed that there are quite a lot of people who would go through that and then come back to us and say, hey, this is different from anything I've seen anywhere else. And I really get it. And I've started to fill it out, but I could see how, you know, just like I, you know, if I could buy a piano book or I can work with a piano teacher, and they come to us for help kind of building their consistent flow of ideal clients. And at some point I realized, hey, this is just something that's valuable to give away. And I feel like it's a win-win-win. So we gain because more people get exposed to it. We've had so many people who've never spent a dime with us email me about that, and they got so much from the manual, how to systematically and consistently attract first-rate clients. And then, of course, we do get a trickle of those who want more. So that's why we give that away.
And for those who do want more, where are the best places to check you out and follow you?
It could follow me, facebook.com/consistent-flow-of-clients is a good way. facebook.com/consistent-flow-of-clients or dovegordon.net. And register to get the manual, dovegordon.net/manual-free. And then they'll get some more emails from me, and they can hit reply anytime. And those emails come to me, and I do read and reply to them. And if they get tired of me, they can unsubscribe.
Exactly.
The link's at the bottom of every email.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody can unsubscribe to any one of us. Dove, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. It's been a really great discussion. A lot of great tips for people that are struggling to create the kind of success that they really dream to achieve as consultants and coaches.
Thanks for having me, David.
Yeah, my guest today has been Dove Gordon, CEO of Alchemist Entrepreneur. Thank you again, Dove, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. I hope you've enjoyed our discussion today. To get Dove's answer to my bonus question, join our free Smashing the Plateau community on Facebook, where all the practical tips that our guests share on this show will be there waiting for you to sift through and implement in your own business. Our community focuses on helping you uncover things like how to generate leads, how to scale your business by hiring the right talent, how to step out of your comfort zone to leverage new tools like podcasts, social media, and video. Go to smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook to join now. That's smashingtheplateau.com/Facebook. We want you to smash the plateau in business, work, and in life.